Craig and Scott on Radioslot.com. Welcome to the show. We are coast to coast, nationwide, and around the world. If you aren't offended in the first 5 minutes, we'll try harder.
Or you're not listening.
So I'm Brian Drake.
I'm Scott with three T's.
And then we got Ziggy here, too.
Yo, yo, yo.
Say that again.
Uh-oh.
Are you plugged in? Oh, wrong button. That's why.
Thank you.
I should switch that.
I'm back.
Yeah.
Always his zigginess.
Well, we got a bunch of stuff to talk about today. A lot of hard news because I couldn't find anything, you know, amusing. But we got the auto worker strike. Scott gave me just some keywords to talk about stuff he was hinting at, specifically technological rape, Porsche with a trailer, and a gun cleaning mat.
That's right.
Which one of those do you want to start on? Because I'm very curious.
Well, we actually have a new segment to our show.
Okay.
It's called Crazy on the Way to... Crazy on the Way.
Okay, so this is stuff that happens to you on the way here.
On the way here. There's so many... Every time we come... There's always, I see something while I'm driving here that just, I don't get it.
Uh-huh.
So today, our crazy on the way, is dude with a Porsche pulling a trailer.
And a car's got a lot of torque. It can handle it.
I was fumbling with my phone as fast as I could to try and take a picture of this, and I couldn't get it before it was gone.
Mm-hmm.
But it had me thinking, like, you got a Porsche, so you can afford a Porsche. You got a trailer. So you can afford a trailer. You also can afford whatever you put on the trailer, but you're pulling that with your trailer, with your Porsche.
Yeah, you really should have a truck.
Well, why would you do that to your Porsche?
Right. Maybe he's going on his way to pick up another one. I don't know.
Well, the irony, like, somebody's successful enough to make enough money to do pretty well for themselves. I mean, it was a nicer Porsche. Smaller SUV kind of one. I'm not into sizes. And
I thought it was a 911.
No, yeah. No, it had to be big enough where you could have a hitch. And I'm like, if you're that smart, how are you not that smart?
Well, he really can't be that smart. He's actually driving a Volkswagen. But
get something that you want to beat up that pulls the trailer, you know. And why would you put the pressure and the stress and wear and tear on your Porsche?
Mm-hmm. That's a good question.
So,
yeah.
I think I should confiscate his Porsche.
Okay. Yeah.
I'll settle for the trailer, but I think I should get one just for being smarter.
It's smarter not to get one. They're not bad cars. It's just, you know, the turbo model in particular, because I looked into these things, requires a tune-up every 20,000 miles, which means I'd be in the shop every month getting spark plugs because of the way I drive, or the amount of distance I drive, I should say.
Can't you get a truck with a turbo?
I'm sure you could, but it's not as fun as a sports car with a turbo.
The thing is, once you have a truck, you probably don't need the turbo.
No.
You have fat engines in those things.
Yeah, right.
You know, or get yourself a Suburban.
They don't corner for crap, though. You go on the twisties, you're going to tip over.
Okay, so are you trying to corner quickly when you're pulling a trailer with your Porsche?
No. I'm trying to corner quickly
take this corner.
When I'm in my obnoxious sports car and I take corners, I like to take them very sharply and it just rides on rails. It just goes right through them. And when the speed limit says this corner should be like 35, I just go ha. And at 50,
challenge accepted.
Yeah, that's right. And I take him at 50, except on Croak Road in Livermore. I took that one too fast once, and I almost did croak. So
yeah, well, this guy qualifies for crazy on the way.
All right,
I mean, crazy, right?
That is crazy.
Okay, yeah. So I'm not the crazy
one. No, you're not the crazy one.
Because there might be segments of this where I point something out, and
everyone's going to say, "No, you're the crazy one.
You're the crazy one."
Okay. Well, I'm sure we'll get there.
Which is won't be surprising.
Well. Let's keep the theme going. Let's talk about your technological rape. And
because
this part, I think you are crazy.
That qualifies under the crazy on the way also.
Yeah.
Right? So I think they've figured out when I'm on my phone.
Now, who is they?
Is that the they cloud them? People.
The, they,
the infamous they.
Okay.
That manage the cloud.
Okay.
So when I'm on my phone, they have figured out when I'm active on my phone, and that's when they send me all the obnoxious offers and scams and that kind of stuff. And
okay.
It drives me nuts. It's like, how do they know that they're that I'm on my phone and that this is the right time to get my attention to send me an offer to buy this or do that? Or
mm-hmm. Well, it sounds like something you could change in your settings.
Well, I've turned off all that stuff, mm-hmm. I thought. But here's the thing, and I've noticed several companies are really good at this. Mm-hmm. Regal Cinema, Best Buy, and Hyatt Hotels. When I drive by one of those places, all of a sudden, ding, I'm getting an offer. And it's like they are inserting themselves into my life mm-hmm. forcibly.
Okay. So,
and it's against my will.
Right.
That's the same definition of rape. Right?
Okay.
When you insert something against your will. But this is technological.
I understand.
So I want to coin a new phrase, technological rape.
Okay. You have an iPhone?
Yes.
Because you're an Apple guy. Okay. See, I'm not an Apple guy, so I don't have an iPhone. I have a dumb phone. What do I? It's a Samsung, I guess.
Well, dumb phone, that was a term that I coined earlier.
Right. Okay. So I have a smartphone episode. That is not an Apple. And I don't have this problem where I drive by places and they send me an ad. Sounds to me like you need to change phones.
I might.
Yeah.
Which would be another form of technological rape. Now you're changing which phone I get.
Yeah.
Well,
do you want the ads or not?
Here's my other question, though. The newer phones, aren't they going to have more of that? More of the invasive ads?
I have no idea.
Stuff against your will?
I change phones every 10 years. I don't know.
I could see that.
Yeah. I think the man is after me.
Okay. Just specifically after you.
I know they're looking
They're offering you discounts on products and services, and they're after you.
Well, so far, they've just limited
it to that. I want to save you money.
I know they're looking for me. I'm wanted and trying to stay under the radar, but now they're gonna find me.
Okay.
One day it's gonna be the Drake and Scott show with just Drake.
Well, no, Ziggy will be here. Either right? that or I'll just play records all day.
Yeah. I'm gonna have to go to the computer lab at the penitentiary and email you in my stuff at drakeandscott@gmail.com.
No, they send you to the gulag for those things.
Yeah.
Yeah, drakeandscott@gmail.com, Scott with three T's, spell out the and the first person to email us gets a fabulous no prize. What is
mystery
it?
Gift.
Yeah. You also gave me gun cleaning, Matt. What does that mean?
We're going to go through all mine right now. Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Because this ties to the phone and
okay.
all this technological stuff, and I got a text. In fact, I don't have my phone right now, but I get a text from my daughter who ordered a gun cleaning map on Amazon.
Really?
Yeah, Matt.
She got a piece? Map. I mean, college. I know college is hectic. Do you have to carry a gun? I mean,
far as I know, nobody's buying gun accessories on my Amazon account. So okay. now I'm panicked that I've been hacked.
Okay.
Or I drove by a gun shop.
Yeah.
or something. I don't know. And so I'm like, what this do you mean? Can list. You explain? And she's like, I don't know. Somebody ordered a thing. And the problem is my Amazon account is under my name.
Mm-hmm.
Anybody in the family goes to buy something, it all shows up in my name.
So it was.
So now I'm going to start getting stuff from the NRA.
What if it's your wife who, you know, bought a Kimber 1911 and
I'm worse than that. I mean, well, unless she uses it on me, that's right?
Yeah, the karate chops and the balls ain't working. So no, she needs a handgun. You
know? So that was on the way today.
You heard
also.
It here first.
I'm trying to figure out, like, has my Amazon been hacked on the way here? So I got a third crazy mm-hmm. on the way,
mm-hmm.
and I will have that's pending. I'll have to
Well, those gun cleaning mats are a good general purpose protective.
I don't even know what it is.
Tabletop protection thing. It's just a mat you can clean stuff on. It doesn't matter if you get oil on it or anything like that. I'm cheap. I use a towel when I clean my pistols. I just put the towel over the table and away I go. But yeah,
and the towel's way cheaper than a gun cleaning mat.
Well, yeah, I think you just throw it in the wash. You know,
maybe I'll start an Amazon store. And I'll sell towels as gun cleaning mats.
There you go.
Washable.
Mark them up. We might have a Might have a way to make money here.
Okay, put it down on the list.
Did Amazon just get free marketing from us?
Probably.
Free advertising.
But then so did Apple and Porsche. It's all Porsche, right. By the way, not Porsche.
No, I'm too lazy for that. Yeah, okay.
Caramel.
That's right.
When you start spelling things weird, like in foreign languages, and I get
well, up. It's the man's last name. Mr. Porsche is the fellow who started.
Mr. Porsche. Yeah. You guys on a first name basis?
No, but he has an interesting history.
You don't know his first name?
Ferdinand.
You do. So you are on a first name basis.
That's right.
You guys go out and have drinks and stuff?
No, he's quite dead. But
okay.
But his car company lives, and just don't ask him what he was doing in Germany in 1938.
Well, I didn't know you were on the Porsche police. So. You're doing a fine job, too, by the way.
Speaking of cars, you also wanted to talk about the UAW strike, the Auto Workers Union. Seems like everybody's going on strike. We got the actors and the writers on strike. Now the car company, no, the car union is on strike. Kaiser's going on strike. Who isn't striking right now is the question.
No, Ford workers. No. Did you mention that?
Yeah, well, this particular story does feature General Motors and Ford. And I have to log back into my computer because it went to sleep on me. There we go. GM and Ford. The United Auto Workers Union expanded its historic strike against General Motors and Ford by adding two additional assembly plants, ramping up pressure on the companies to come to a new contract deal. So Ford in Chicago, GM in Lansing, they walked off their jobs. The plants employ about 7,000 people, which bring the total number of striking UAW auto workers to around 25,000. And it's part of the union's plan to gradually expand its strike against the big three, yada, yada, yada. And I don't know. I'm so sick of unions. There was a time where unions had a role and did, you know, some interesting things. My grandfather fought for union organizing in the mines in Montana. And, I mean, they were necessary at one time. They are not necessary now. They're just money pits. And I should know.
Oh, no, they're necessary for making all of our stuff more expensive.
That too, yeah. I know with my union, the broadcaster union, which is SAG-AFTRA, which they kept asking us to vote for the strike, and we're like, okay, we're the radio side. We don't strike, you know. So why are you bothering us? And so, well, we just want the big numbers, you know, for the vote total. Nah. And it's like, okay, fine. Here's your freaking vote, and leave me alone. So what was I going to say? Yeah. So other than that, they also just kind of take your money, provide lousy health insurance, and when it's time to negotiate a new contract, they all just kind of sit on their thumbs and do whatever the companies tell them to. And it's – but that's my experience.
Which one of these strikes is going to affect you the most? Because I'm thinking Ford goes on strike.
Well, I don't drive a Ford. Well, the strike will affect probably getting spare parts if you need repairs.
I'm officially free of all Ford products at this point.
Yeah, so
congratulations.
I've never driven a Ford. Have I? No, I've never owned a Ford. Always a GM or
I don't have GM, any Ford actually. Stock either.
Yeah.
Well, I don't have any stock, so.
Right. Okay, so if you're into buying a car, getting one repaired, it's going to affect you for now in the near future. But to me, it's just a bunch of whining fat union guys that you just want to complain about stuff and get more money out of companies that probably don't have it, and because everything's more expensive and everybody's paying through the nose. And they want the companies to pay twice, and it's like, I just don't care. I have no sympathy at all for these guys. They're just making a lot of noise and waving signs and being a pain in the neck.
Give me more money.
Yeah. So they're striking. Kaiser might.
They're threatening.
They're threatening to strike.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday.
Let's phrase it properly. Well, by the time...
It's in five states.
Yeah, by the time the show airs, this situation may or may not be resolved, and they may or may not have gone on strike.
But, may have escalated.
Yeah.
We might have another crazy on the way next Monday.
Could be. And we got to hit a break here. We really got to watch the clock this time.
Whatever.
You know, I've sold out to
the man.
No, I just have to. You know, Alex has a clock for these shows to run on, so he can run ads. And
are you part of Alex Police too?
Well, no, I just he has asked me can you please watch the clock so we run on time and everything?
Are you using more clock to explain this right now?
I guess, yeah.
Let's go
to break. Okay.
Ziggy, you with me?
Drake and Scott back after this. Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. Moving right along. We left off on Kaiser threatening to strike this week.
Kaiser!
So I guess, who is
Kaiser Soze?
That's the only Kaiser I like. You know, when Kaiser threatens to go on strike, it's like, okay, well, does it mean anything? Because, you know, there's nationwide.
Better.
Yeah, this
what
national.
If you get sick this week, Brian?
I don't use Kaiser. I use who is my? I'm a Stanford. There, I actually have a good doctor.
So isn't this
that doesn't try to kill me?
Shouldn't it be titled "Find a new provider if you're with Kaiser"?
Yeah.
That's what it should be.
That should be, yeah. So anyway, their national agreement expired Saturday, September 30th, and this affects what? Washington, California, and Oregon, did you say?
Well, Washington, they don't expire until October 31st.
Oh, okay.
So they haven't announced when they're striking yet, but we got California, Oregon, Washington, Colorado, Virginia, Washington, D.C.
I see. And it's the usual complaints. They want more money, job protection, and solutions to fix the labor shortages. Yada, yada, yada.
Why? Because so many people want to work in the healthcare industry after this last charade.
Yeah, I get it. Yeah. So,
I think they should go on strike for... Do they get paid while they're on strike? They don't get paid.
Not that I know of. I mean, there might be an arrangement.
They definitely should go on strike for two weeks.
Yeah, there might
to
be an arrangement.
The spread.
There might be an arrangement with the union to... a strike fund, something like that, to give them some money. But no, they're certainly not getting paid equal to their salary. Kaiser representative says talks for Washington employees are showing progress, and they expect to reach an agreement. Everyone else just wants to whine and complain.
Again, I think they don't want to feel left out because Ford's striking and Chrysler's striking.
Everybody's striking.
They don't want to get canceled, so they're joining.
I guess so. Yeah, but again, yeah, no sympathy, just, you know. You don't like your job, get another one, and you knew what you were getting into, and, yeah, I just don't care. And
Kaiser's going to have to change their name from Permanente.
Well, again, isn't that another fellow's name, though? It's
almost Permanente. Almost.
Yeah.
Semi-permanente.
No, I don't like Kaiser. They had a period in the 90s where it was like you could go to Kaiser and they would kill you. You know, they were just having a lot. They were losing a lot of patients, and that kind of became the joke where, you know, Kaiser will kill you and everyone else will probably save you. But
maybe,
I guess Kaiser hasn't killed anybody in a long
time.
Maybe
Kaiser Soze works there.
Maybe. I mean,
maybe he's the Kaiser.
It could be. Yeah. I know my mother likes them, and what are you going to do? So, I use Stanford, so I'm pretty happy with that.
Kaiser Permanente, but not after Wednesday.
Well, we'll see. This airs Saturdays, so we'll have to do a follow-up next time and talk about whether or not they went on the strike or not. Do you want to talk about a recipe for chicken gizzards using an air fryer?
Yes.
I have become obsessed with the chicken gizzard.
Well, because we saw that ad for it.
We saw a restaurant in Modesto that advertised fried chicken gizzard, and a friend of mine in North Carolina made it for her family last night. She sent me pictures. They look like chicken nuggets, and it's like, oh, my gosh, I need to look into this some more. And she's like, she has this XYZ fryer thing, and it's like, well, I don't have a fryer. I have an air fryer, you know, and she found a recipe. You can make these things in an air fryer, although I'm sure one of us has a real fryer that could, be used. So we either take a road trip to the restaurant to see what they do, or we make it ourselves. What do you guys think?
Ooh.
Both.
Okay.
We can have
that's the appropriate answer.
Taste test contest.
Okay.
Ooh. Between the two, the homemade and the... I think we need to go to the restaurant first.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Then we try to duplicate it at home. It's experimentation, right?
Sure.
Can you duplicate it?
Yeah, okay.
Let's go. I'm in.
Okay.
Nice.
Right on.
I got a pot I can pour some oil in.
Yeah, that's a...
Well, I think we got to do the air fryer, though.
Yeah.
Both.
It says air fried chicken gizzards are delicious and healthy. And they're never boring, chock full of nutrients.
Is anything fried healthy?
Probably not.
No, if we can prove that or I can find an article, it will justify me having a great run on fried foods for a while.
Absolutely. So I'm trying to read this. Well, okay, so the ingredients, dried oregano, garlic powder, the gizzards themselves, cayenne pepper, salt, olive oil. I mean,
pretty basic.
All we need to do is...
I think I have all of gizzards. Those at home right now.
Yeah.
Is that an overshare?
No. Okay. No, because we know you're the cook in the house and that... all right, so we got to nail down the chicken gizzard adventure to Modesto.
That sounds good.
Okay.
I got a couple other places I want to check out when we're there.
Like what?
Rancho.
You want to go back to Rancho Fresco? Yeah.
Rancho Fresco.
Okay.
Yeah, for sure. That place was legit.
Mm-hmm. So what's next? Supreme Court.
Diane Feinstein.
You want to talk about DiFi?
Well, I don't want to talk about Diane Feinstein.
DiFi die?
Yeah.
Oh.
It's like, am I a bad person if I say finally? But then again, she's done all kinds of damage, and there's no coming back from that.
If we, just outside of politics, just watching her over the last couple of years, months, it just looked like she was suffering.
You're right. It actually really did. Like, they were just kind of, it was literally Weekend at Bernie's. They're just propping her up to, push her around in her wheelchair and then say, yeah, she's still active.
Right. There was a Senate hearing where three of her interns were standing right behind her the whole time and feeding her information, and she was confused as all get out.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
And I just thought, somebody needs to help this lady.
Yes. Well,
somebody did.
The sweet touch of death finally fell on her, and
well, that's not what I was getting at.
Nothing of value was lost.
Would she have lived longer if she hadn't been in politics?
Oh, what was she, 90? I think she lived long enough.
Yep. Yeah.
You could get more years than that, maybe, if you don't have a stressful job and.
I guess.
I don't know.
Yeah. So
we got to replace her.
Yeah. Governor Newsom's under fire. He's like, people are demanding she be replaced with a black woman just because. And now we have men.
I think Ziggy should do it.
You want the job?
You want to be a senator?
No, okay. No, thank you.
Meghan Markle wants the job, though. She's considering a run, according to the Daily Mail.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Because she's done so well.
Yeah.
So, I'm still voting for Ziggy. I'm getting Ziggy with it.
Ziggy with it.
Yeah. No.
So her name has been, quote, bandied about in Hollywood last night as a long shot replacement for Senator Feinstein. And
long shot.
It's a
long shot.
Yeah.
How about not a shot?
I can't.
How about blank?
It would be shooting
blanks there.
Make it.
Because if she makes it, that puts Prince Harry in some sort of U.S. leadership role.
Actually, we're forgetting she did so well in British politics.
Yeah.
No.
Right.
Train wreck. Well, she'd fit right in.
What was that show she was on? Suits? That's the only thing I could think of that she was in.
What, can you think of a politician that is train wreck free? Because I'm thinking she might fit right in. She might be the best choice.
Yeah, she might. I mean, but yeah, but it's a...
I've lost so much respect for anything political.
Yeah, but she has been seen networking among senior Democrats with a view to build a grassroots campaign to fuel her political ambitions, with the U.S. presidency her ultimate aim. Now, can you imagine, speaking of trash fires, that puts Prince Harry in the first husband position, that puts the British back in charge in Washington, and I don't know if we can tolerate this.
We're going to have to fire up the Minutemen again.
Yeah. Maybe do something.
Yeah, no, I'm out. Even more this one. Yeah. I don't even want to talk about this one. This is so next. You're so wrong.
Where's the red button?
Seriously. So who are they? Newsom wants to. They want him to replace with the black woman.
Yeah, kind of like just because there isn't one. Surprise. Yeah, it's like let's not find someone who might be a good. A good candidate for the spot. Let's just pick someone based on color. But he wants to.
rather than pick the best person.
Yeah, so he's the governor plans to appoint a black woman to the seat, hewing to the promise he made in 2021 after he replaced Kamala Harris with Alex Padilla, who became the state's California's first Latino senator. But with no black woman in the U.S. Senate, Newsom has angered some liberal voters and activists by stating before Feinstein died that his choice will be an interim appointment, which was interpreted by many as naming someone as a placeholder through January 2025 when Feinstein was set to retire. So,
wow, he's going to actually let someone else make a decision?
Well,
that's a shocking part of this story.
Well,
the other shocking part is that he upset someone.
Yeah.
No way.
Well, hold that thought. We got to go to another break because we're 30 seconds over.
I'm going to need a break to just recover from all shock.
Drake and Scott and Ziggy back after this. Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com. Back with our... But this is our third segment. I lose track. Anyway. So, yeah, back to Newsom.
He's got Drake and Scott. Yeah. Off track.
That's right. So, yeah, Newsom appointing an interim senator to replace Feinstein until 2025, which is about all he, you know, they make it sound like he can just put someone else in the seat and be done with it. You actually have to
that's new election. He can leave it for the next governor because he's going to run for president.
That's all he can do. You can't just say, okay, here's your new senator, put them in the chair, and then they just go forever. They got to fill out the current term that Feinstein was elected to, and then they have to either run again or not, whatever they choose. So getting yelled at for making an interim appointment does not make any sense because that is all the power he has.
Yeah, his hands are tied.
So, you know, for once,
it's a chance for them to get loud and complain, and
exactly, and that's all it
is. Call the ambulance.
Yeah. Speaking of complainers, let's shift topics here. We got Colin Kaepernick begging the Jets to let him on the practice team. Colin Kaepernick. Kaepernick.
Oh,
I don't like the gentleman. I really don't. You know, and I have a six degree of separation story. He and I have actually been in the same building together several times. But yeah, he's sent a letter to the Jets after who was it? Rodgers that got hurt and
Aaron Rodgers. Yeah.
So Rodgers got hurt and he goes, "Hey, how about me?" But he just wants to be on the practice team, and he brings the NFL to its knees, and now he's on his knees begging for a job.
Well, the irony is he called the NFL slave owners.
In a very awkward documentary. He's, you know, he's like, yeah, they judge you, they measure you, they do all these things just like the slave owners did. But now he wants to go
work for the slave owners.
Now he wants to go back to, yeah, well, what else does he have to do? I mean, he can't just be a greeter at Walmart. His hair won't fit through the door.
Well, because you have to stand. You can't kneel at Walmart.
Oh, that's a good one.
When he asked the Jets, did he go down on one knee to beg?
No, but he sent them an interesting. Yeah, he says here, worst case scenario, you see what I have to offer and you're not that impressed. Best case scenario, you realize you have a real weapon at your disposal in the event you ever need to use it. Like he's a nuke or something.
Well, he is. He is nuclear.
Yeah.
He has blown up a bunch of stuff. And including the greatest thing is his own career.
That's right.
They saw what he was capable of and decided not to be interested.
Yeah.
This is a bad choice.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
Well, I don't think they've answered him or not.
They probably ignored him. Giving him the silent treatment, like most everybody else. The thing is the Jets they're considering they lost Aaron Rodgers fourth play of the season. They're still doing all right. I mean, they're 1-3, but they're playing much better. Last night, they took Kansas City Chiefs, Super Bowl champions. They took them down to the wire,
mm-hmm.
and only lost by three. They played
I
watched the game.
Yeah, so did my wife. It was like 23-20, something like that.
That was the final score, but it was tied 20s for a bit, and they came back to get in the game. Mm-hmm. I think they were down 17-0.
Really?
Yeah, okay. I just used a soccer term.
I understand
for football,
but I know what you meant.
My world's all mixed.
Okay. Yeah, but no, Kaepernick just continues to be entertaining now that he's out of it. They went to Joe Namath, who was the only quarterback to win a Super Bowl for the Jets, and said, "What do you think?" Namath said, "I wouldn't keep him." Wah, wah, wah.
Clean that colon out.
Can't imagine what he's going to say about Namath now.
Oh, I, yeah.
Older white man says something derogatory about him.
Yeah, but speaking of that 6 degrees of separation, I worked at a radio station where he started dating one of the disc jockeys who is getting, and I'm going to keep the names out of it just because it's all third and fourth hand, but apparently she's the one who started filling his head with the stuff that he's now spitting back out.
Oh.
So it's like if you hadn't dated the crazy disc jockey, you might be, normal. You might even have a career still.
But maybe.
Anyway.
How do you turn on your parents that much?
It's pretty drastic. I don't know.
I mean, going to go back to one of my favorite phrases.
Mm-hmm.
Where's dad?
Well, he didn't have one. He was adopted.
That I know, but he had this adopted father that invested in him in his whole life growing up. And now you're just going to turn on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he had his mind poisoned by...
It's okay. It worked out really well for him.
Well, the Supreme Court is going to take on the pronoun debate.
I can't wait for this.
Or likely to. From Politico.com, once again, a pinched battle in America's culture wars is making its way to the Supreme Court. In this round, the emerging question is whether public school children have a right to choose names and pronouns affirming their gender identity, or whether parents' rights or a parent's right to manage the upbringing of their children overrides it. I find it odd we're talking about children's rights. Do kids even have rights?
Yeah, yeah.
Really? Like what?
They have the right to choose vanilla or chocolate if they've been given a dessert option.
When you're a kid, you're a kid, you don't have the right to really, you're a skull full of mush. You're under your parents' rule, and I mean, this whole kids' rights thing is just really very confusing.
You can't even let a kid choose what they eat.
No.
You really can't.
Because they'll just pick chicken nuggets every time, right?
Well, and see what it does to them. I know a kid who the parents let him eat whatever he wanted. He got to choose.
Mm-hmm.
Now he's in all kinds of digestive problems. He's had surgeries, got a colostomy bag, the whole thing.
Oh, my goodness.
And I can't imagine it isn't because...
Just of eating rubbish, right?
Food choice.
Wow.
Yeah. Here, just eat chips.
So
there you go.
So both of you being fathers, when you had your kids... Not liking what was made at night. I mean, what was it that you guys did?
Well, I only had to do it maybe twice. But one time they decided they were done with dinner. I said, okay, put it back in the fridge. Next morning when you're hungry, pull it back out. Only had to do that once or twice.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
Never.
I'm pretty sure my parents taught him how to do that because that's how I was raised.
Nice.
Yep.
Yeah, no, that's not it's a very short conversation in our family. I said, oh, that's literally his mind. I don't want to eat this. Oh, I didn't give it to you because you wanted it. I gave it to you because it's dinner.
Right.
If you don't want to eat, don't eat. Eventually, they get hungry.
Right.
Yep.
I mean, you can have those power struggles with your kids if you want, but it's a waste of time, and you forgot you're the parent.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Well, the article continues. Three separate federal appeals courts have already confronted the issue, which has left school administrators across the country having to pick between the wishes and needs of students and the demands of parents that they be alerted to their children's gender.
That's not a choice, and by the way.
I understand.
That's not a real choice.
Yeah. And it's like the parents just are saying they want to be alerted to what's going on, and the schools are saying no. And it's like... I don't know. Parents contend that children's preferred pronouns cannot be used without their knowledge. Government actors are illegally providing medical care without the parental consent that state law mandates, et cetera.
Did any of these lower courts side with the schools?
Oh, I
don't. Or do they just keep appealing because they keep losing?
Well, that's usually how you get to the Supreme Court. Is you?
I hope it gets there. I can't wait to hear the opinions that are written on this.
Yeah.
And on the left side, if anybody votes for it and loses this, I want to hear what they say.
It'll be interesting reading. Yeah. I mean, and there's no guarantee.
I want to see a Supreme Court justice take the side of a kid over their parent.
Well,
see how that plays out.
The strong Latina or the wise Latina or the strong black woman will definitely accommodate you there. The rest of the court with
its, I don't know. Like,
you sure? Because no, they're both bonkers. They're both going to side with the schools.
I mean, not the, being the black tail should or wag Latina.
The dog. That's the way it should be.
Yeah.
Now, there's no guarantee it gets to the Supreme Court, but it does look like it's going there, and they're already saying, "Well, it's not good because mean old Clarence Thomas is going to vote against them." And so,
I not being black or Latino, but having many friends, my interaction with those two cultures. Are they really giving their kids that many choices and want to let their kids just do whatever?
And
that's not my experience.
No, and I would agree that when you meet them on the street, they're going to be very much the opposite. But we're talking about political appointees here that are activist judges, and they're going to know what
black women in general say about this because. Strong.
I understand.
When it comes to strength, women are one of the strongest entities.
I understand. I'm being, when I say these things, I'm being facetious and mostly just referring to the two liberals on the court that are just bonkers already. But
I think it's going to be awesome.
Yeah, it'll be.
Give me a bag of popcorn. Let's watch.
It'll be interesting reading because you've got them on one side and Clarence Thomas on the other who's going to smack him down.
I'm just saying I'd reserve seats to watch this.
Okay.
I would definitely. I'm in.
Well, the British want to send troops to Ukraine. Russia is saying if you do, we're going to target them. It puts World War III back on the menu. And
should we be worried about this? They said if they come, then they're going to die. They'll be hit hard.
Yeah.
They haven't been able to kill anybody or hit hard since. They're losing to Ukraine.
Well, are they really losing, though, or are they just kind of fighting to a draw? Because they haven't lost enough to pull back.
It's not winning.
And Ukraine hasn't won enough to push them out. So they're really just kind of sniping at each other, and this has kind of turned into a
I'll buy tickets attrition. To watch this one, too.
Really?
I want to see how this plays out. I mean, The Medvedev, is that his name?
Medvedev.
The medieval?
No, it's Medvedev.
Oh, well. He's saying, his quotes are, they're like a college kid or a teenager.
Yeah, but the thing, Medvedev was
lost in translation?
No, it's not. Medvedev was a puppet of Putin. When he was president of Russia, Putin was still in charge. So if he's
picking a fight,
no, he's just saying what Putin has told him to say, and he can get away with saying it because he's not really the president. If Putin were to go and say this, it would lower the DEFCON level. Even the article here, he's seen as Vlad's yes man, and so he often makes threats aimed at NATO states. I wish NATO would stay out of this. It's Ukraine's fight; let them win or lose on their own. But there's a lot of people in the Western region of the world that just want to egg the Russians on and make this into something that it shouldn't be.
You know, as humans, we're way too infatuated with the train wreck. We're so excited about seeing catastrophe and fighting and canceling and all that. It's a sad piece of human nature. Can't we all just get along?
We could, but I guess it's not fun.
Yeah, it's not exciting.
I think the people over here are upset he's not supporting the pronouns.
Putin does not mess around on that.
I got one thing going over there.
Yeah. An article connected to this one that I didn't see before. I guess a suspect's been arrested in the Tupac murder?
Really?
Tupac suspect Keith D. has been laughing at cops and mocking law enforcement for several years before his shock arrest, sources told The Sun.
Huh. They finally figured it out.
Sources claim Keith bragged to pals and even tourists about his alleged role in the murder of Shakur 27 years ago. This is far out.
Well, This is a Darwin Award.
He was arrested last Friday. Arrested and accused of leading the crew behind the 1996 murder.
Huh. This one makes sense to
Detectives
me.
Say he's a self-described gangster and one of four individuals who were connected to the murder in the early stages of the investigation. So what you're saying is it wasn't Suge Knight. Because I always assumed it was that other rap crew that killed Tupac.
Like the Biggie Smalls side.
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
So it looks like it's completely...
Well, it makes sense that a person who would think it was okay to kill somebody would also be dumb enough to talk about it.
Yeah. Well, I guess he talked enough where they were able to get some evidence and went to arrest him. Wow, I'm surprised I did not hear about this sooner. Breaking news, or not so breaking news, on the...
he'll be out of jail by 3 p.m.
Okay.
Sure. Justice.
Right? I mean, letting everybody out.
That's true. Speaking of getting out, we got to get out and go to a break. Back after this with our post-game wrap-up. Drake and Scott on Radioslot.com, back with our final post-game segment. More football talk. We wanted to bring up Taylor Swift and what's-his-face.
Really?
I can't remember his name.
Travis Kelce?
That's right. The guy who's now selling his... So he starts dating Taylor. His Instagram followers go up. His jersey sales go up.
Yep.
And...
Not just up.
Yeah.
They skyrocketed.
They skyrocketed. Okay.
Prices for tickets for the next four home games are apparently like 10 times the price.
Okay.
Everything is just taken off.
So
but I'm interested that you said... what's her name?
Taylor Swift.
Taylor Swift. And that other guy, what's his name? How come you didn't say Travis Kelce and what's her name?
Because I couldn't remember his name.
Are you a Swiftie?
No, I'm not.
Uh-oh. He's out, folks.
Found him.
No,
we've confirmed it.
Found him.
Brian Drake is a Swiftie. Swifties for life. How many concerts did you go to?
Oh, two or three.
Whatever.
Change the name to Swiftie and Scott now.
Swiftie and Scott.
Okay, you two need to shake it off.
Are we being too loud?
It's you.
You need to calm down.
You're the problem. It's you. No, they opened the game last night, the Chiefs and the Jets, and the announcer, like, one of the first things is, you know, welcome to the stadium, da da da. And by the way, yes, she is here.
They didn't.
Did.
Oh, my God.
They totally did. Didn't use her name, but that's kind of the commentary as to how big this is.
Yeah.
You don't even have to use her name. Everybody wants to see it. And then they showed so many shots of her in the box, and it's like, can we go back to football? Can we just get back to football?
Well,
my mind went south when you said shots of the box.
No.
So,
no.
Abort. there is a clever meme that came out about this where it's her on stage singing and it says Taylor Swift's next album after Travis Kelce breaks up with her. I used to have a tight end.
Oh. Belichick. They interviewed Belichick. From the Patriots, the coach, and they asked him, you know, what do you think about this? And he was clever.
What did you say?
Looks like Kelce's greatest catch was off the field.
You know, she's literally a four. She's not attractive. Her front end is as flat as her back end, and I just don't see it.
You just alienated millions.
I don't care. She's not an attractive woman. I mean, she might be a good businesswoman. She might sing good. She might have a couple of good songs, but just from...
She's got an argument for being brilliant.
She's a four.
Says the closet. On a good day.
Four out of five?
No, four out of ten.
Okay. No. Four out of five, I might be with you.
No, she's a four.
Four out of ten?
No, she's a four.
I'm selling on that.
No, she's not.
No,
she's not even hot.
Yeah.
No, who's the Swiftie now?
No, you're trying way too hard to deny your Swiftie.
Yep, that's what it is.
No, protest too loudly.
No, I used two of her song titles in response to you guys, so that, you know.
Well, I used Shakespeare on you, okay? So there. Methinks thou protest too loudly.
Oh, that, okay, I was going to say, what Shakespeare are you quoting?
You're trying way too hard. Try hard. Email us, drakeandscott3t@gmail.com.
Ooh.
I'm trying to come up with a look what you made me do joke, but I can't figure out what it is. I'll think of it on the way home. Drake and Scott, RadioSlot.com.
While you're listening to Swift.
Yeah, that's right. See you next week.